Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll hear from three more Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Temptations, Bruce Willis, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Marvelettes, Ardeen Taylor, Choker Campbell's Big Band, and The Contours. Well, first up this half hour, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, if you can watch, right here on Motown Memories.
We got to go nice and well. Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Bruce Willis, the famous movie star, but back in 1987, he was one of the actors on a TV show called Moonlighting, and that was Respect Yourself, reaching number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1987. Before that, The Temptations and Unite the World, number 33 from 1970, and we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and If You Can Want, number 11 from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and Supremes, and the song is called Reflection. Well, Reflection was the first Supremes record released under the new billing Diana Ross and Supremes. It is amongst their last singles to be written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The song is also among the final singles to feature Florence Ballard, who recorded vocals for this song during one of the last studio sessions before she was fired on July 1st, 1967. Well, the song peaked at number 2 in the United States Billboard charts and number 5 in the UK charts in September of 1967.
Reflections was released at the height of the Summer of Love of 1967 in the Vietnam War, and it was the first Supremes release to delve into psychedelic pop. While Hall and Dozier and Holland's production of the song, influenced by the psychedelic rock sounds of bands such as the Beatles and the Beach Boys, represented a shift in Motown's pop sound during the later half of the 1960s. The psychedelic influence was apparent in the song's arrangement, which featured early use of synthesizers on a popular record. Well, here are Diana Ross and Supremes and Reflections, right here on Motown.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects a hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday, everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. Of the way life used to be. Reflections.
Email Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
There's a ghost in my house. The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. All these shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase.
Dean Taylor and There's a Ghost in My House, and they reached number 3 in the UK charts in 1974. That song was originally released in 1967 in the United States and didn't go anywhere. Before that, the Marvelettes with Danger Heartache Dead Ahead, number 61 from 1965. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections, number 2 from 1967. And that song was the first that had Diana Ross in the title of the group. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 5 such artists, and here comes the 6th with Pride and Joy, Choker Campbell's Big Band, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
contours with It's So Hard Being a Loser, and that reached number 79 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 35 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts in 1967. And we started with Choker Campbell's Big Band, recorded and released in 1964 as the B-side of the 45. That was Pride and Joy, a great song by Marvin Gaye. The A-side was Come See About Me, and Choker played tenor saxophone and led this band. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.